Welcome back to the Casey Center here in Des Moines for the Iowa High School Boys State Wrestling Tournament. To give you a recap of today, we'll give you first round matchups. Ace Cochran of Glenwood ends up winning by fall over Angel Gomez Perez of Clark at 113. Isaac Zarate ended losing by Tech Fall 17-1 to Estrado Lopez of Clarion Goldfield Downs. At 120 in your first round, Brody Black ended up winning by major decision over Eli Peppner of Grinnell. That's Black of Glenwood. At 144, Hayden Roush of Shenandoah ended up winning by major decision over Caleb Vinsan of Humboldt 12-3. At 150, Dayton Gusman of Red Oak ended up losing to Jaden Harder of Atlantic by Tech Fall 16-1 in the first round. Now Lenville ended up winning by Tech Fall 16-1 of Tate Halverson of Humboldt. That's Lenville of Glenwood. At 190, Jacob Alst of Glenwood ended up going up against Jaden Kirklow of Eagle Grove. Kirklow ended up winning that one 7-2 decision. In your second round at 106, Ace Cochran ended up winning by major decision 20-6 over Kill Wimholm of Clarion Goldfield Dows. At 120 in your second round, Black of Glenwood ended up losing by decision to Rowan Brent of Burlington Notre Dame 10-5. Your second round at 126, Joseph Lyke at Glenwood ended up winning by major decision 14-1 over Jasper Stepp of Solon. At 144 in your second round match, Hayden Roush ended up winning by fall in the third period over Drake Callard of Sergeant Bluff Luton. In your second round at 165, Jacob McGargill of Shenandoah ended up winning by decision, major decision, 12-0 over Cale Hutchinson of Albia. At 175, now Lunville of Glenwood ended up losing by decision 7-4 over Blake Mather of West Delaware Manchester. In your second round, Mason Kohler ended up winning by fall over Cody Elliott in the first period of Webster City. That's Kohler of Glenwood. Boothie of Glenwood, Drake Boothie, ended up winning by fall in the third period over Gavin Holt of Carroll. In your second round consolation, Isaac Zarate ended up winning by fall over Josh Gray of Sergeant Bluff Luton in the third period. In your second round consolation, Brody Black of Glenwood ended up winning 5-4 decision over Carson Trudeau of Carroll. In your second round consolations, Dayton Gusman of Red Oak ended up losing by major decision 16-7 against Barrett Morgan. Gusman ended up going to the backside. That will round out Gusman's. That will round out Gusman's career for Red Oak. What a great career he's had. The senior for Red Oak ended up losing by major decision 16-7 in his second round consolation match. In the second round consolation, now Lenville of Glenwood ended up winning by fall over Quinn Schmidt of Sioux Center. In your second round consolation, Jacob Oust ended up losing by fall to Lowen Tank of New Hampton, Turkey Valley. Congratulations to Jacob Oust and a great career over at Glenwood. For tomorrow, your quarterfinals and third round consolations. Quarterfinal match at 106 is Ace Cochran, a freshman of Glenwood, 45-7, going up against a two-seed Anderson Good of Solon. Your third-round consolation, Isaac Zarate of Red Oak, will be going up against the five-seed Bryce Osank of Sioux Center. Another third-round consolation match at 120 is Brody Black of Glenwood going up against Troy McQuillan of Wilton. 126 quarterfinal match is Joseph Lyke of Glenwood up against Jace Curry of Sergeant Bluff Luton. At 144, a quarterfinals matchup is Hayden Roush, in your 9-seed, going up against your 1-seed Lane Davis of Eddyville's Blakeford Fremont. At 175, your third-round consolation is now Lunville of Glenwood going up against Marcus Bear of South Tama. 165, quarterfinal matchup is Jacob McGargill of Shenandoah going up against Lane Gukoff of West Delaware Manchester. 215, quarterfinal matchup is Mason Kohler of Glenwood going up against Cody Papak of Denver. And at 285, another quarterfinals matchup is Drake Boothie of Glenwood against Lucas Freienbach of Solon. That's going to round it out today for some state wrestling action. We'll be back tomorrow, probably more so around 11 o'clock, 9:30, 11 o'clock. Going to be having that here for you at the KC Center. Always thank you to Aaron, Melanie, Allie, and Lori up at the studios for helping us make this possible down here at the KC Center. And we'll be back tomorrow morning with some more state wrestling action.